USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States unemployment dropped unexpectedly in May to 13.3% as reopened businesses began recalling millions of workers faster than economists had predicted, triggering a big rally on Wall Street and giving President Donald Trump something to boast about in his reelection bid. Still, after weeks of dire predictions by economists that unemployment in May could hit 20 to 25%, the news that the economy added a surprising 2.5 million jobs is evidence that the employment collapse most likely bottomed out in April, when the rate reached 14.7%. Most economists had expected rehiring to kick in over the summer as lockdowns were increasingly lifted and people gradually resumed shopping and eating out. President Trump said the report is evidence that the economy is going to come back from the coronavirus crisis like a rocket ship. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestnote.com.
Attorney General William Barr defended the decision to forcibly remove protesters from Lafayette Square, downplaying the use of force and claiming that the administration's decision was provoked by increasing violence. Barr claimed the protesters outside the White House were becoming too violent, justifying his authorization for police to remove them. Barr said, "I saw projectiles when I went to Lafayette Park to check out the situation." Reporters and protesters outside the White House said, although some protesters had thrown water bottles and bricks across the barrier separating them from the police, the protests were peaceful. Bernie Madoff lost his bid for early release from prison when the judge who sentenced him to 150 years behind bars said he intended for him to die there and nothing has happened to change his mind. Judge Denny Chin, who now sits on the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, noted the continuing suffering of Madoff's thousands of victims who lost $17.5 billion when a decades-long scheme that deceived them into thinking their money was properly invested was exposed in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Towns and cities are facing costly collateral damage during the COVID-19 pandemic, and USA's Chris Barnes has more.
As cities and towns across the nation are already facing huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs as people are improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs. Many gloves and masks get thrown away on sidewalks and in streets, contributing to stormwater backups. And even if they don't do that, officials say those items can end up being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. A spokesman for the American Society of Civil Engineers says people are taxing already aging infrastructure that's already deteriorating. I'm Chris Barnes.
Food delivery companies are now pledging to protect their workers by offering legal support to those delivery people who are wrongly accused for making deliveries past curfew in New York City. The curfew, implemented to control protesters, is in effect every day from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until June 8th. But essential workers, which includes people who make food deliveries, are permitted to do their jobs during those hours, according to the office of Mayor Bill de Blasio. If they are stopped by the police, delivery people only need to identify themselves as essential workers. Online food ordering service Uber Eats is also committing to protecting all of its workers, pledging to offer them legal support if they're wrongly arrested for violating curfew. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.